KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson discuss dubious recipe origin stories, why the cheap parts get expensive, making do with bits and pieces, and what, oh, what to do with fish collars. It's all on today's grab bag edition of Food for Thought.
Well, Nance, don't you think that the more colorful the origin story of a particular recipe, the less likely it is to be true? With no warning, Napoleon had arrived for dinner, and the chef had nothing but quail, brandy, truffles, some lobster tails, dried mango powder, and a cannon.
I like the origin story about how the first people came to eat an oyster. Like, how would they even know there was something in there? I remember reading Chesapeake by James Michener and this idea of people watching seagulls smash oysters against the rocks to break them open, then eat whatever was inside.
They fly way up in the air and then drop them.
Onto rocks, as opposed to the sand.
And so this gave them the idea to eat oysters?
Exactly.
Jonathan Swift said he was a bold man who first ate an oyster.
Okay, so what about when it's freezing cold and nasty out and snowing, say, and icy, and you can't get to the store? You have to scrounge around in your fridge or cupboards and figure out, like, what am I going to eat? And you find bits and pieces of, I don't know, what?
And this is not all that exciting and innovative, but I'll just get out the leftovers from a previous dinner that I saved and froze for just such an occasion. And I also save little packages of ground pork, ground beef, and I'll get a can of chili out and defrost the ground meat and use that to beef it up, if you'll forgive the pun, or even if you won't.
You can make things better by finding just a little bit of something special, like a prosciutto or ham. And when I go to the store, instead of spending a zillion dollars on thin sliced prosciutto, I find that some of the places that sell just the ends of it cheaper. Spiral ham that you see at your deli counter at the supermarket, when they get to the end, nobody wants that. And you say, can I buy that?
And you can get it for cheap. So many of the most flavorful cuts of meat used to be the cheapest, but now they're expensive because people caught on and they got popular. Oxtail's a great example. What is that? It's a tail. Used to be real cheap, very flavorful. You can make great soups and stews out of it. People found out, and now the price has gone way up on oxtails. You were telling me something one time about a good cheap cut of salmon, weren't you?
If you go into a good fishmonger, you can find parts of fish, not just salmon, but parts of any kind of fish that they're getting rid of cheaper, like salmon collars, the piece behind the gill that is, you know, meaty and, if you're lucky, I think, a little bit fatty, and you can just simply grill that. Or even make the Filipino sinigang soup like my pal Auntie Lai makes at Oriental Mart in Pike Place Market. That's a tamarind-based soup. Ooh, I love that stuff.
Well, if these fish collars are so good, how come they're so cheap?
Because not enough people are hip to the fact that you can take a nice bony piece of fish and make something delicious out of it.
Well, they are now, aren't they, Nancy?
There's a new fishmonger near my house up in Edmonds that is extraordinary. I'm so lucky. It's called Kuzma's. Ken, the guy who owns it, they call him Kuzma, has been a lifelong fishmonger, and he has beautiful salmon collars there. I actually have some in the freezer right now. I think I'm going to have to go make some soup. Don, you know when you have leftover cabbage?
And I often do.
Well, here's an idea for you. I like to take the tough ribs out of Napa cabbage, and, you know, I might throw them away, but instead, I can make just a little bit of fresh kimchi by salting that. I like to rub a little Thai curry paste on it, and just a little fish sauce and lime and soy. It's delicious.
So you don't have to let it ferment?
No. An hour in the fridge, and boom.
Well, since we're talking about bits and pieces, I got one last question for you. You know those salmon collars? Do the frat boy salmon wear their collars popped?
No. But the dog salmon do.
With KNKX food talker Nancy Leeson.
He's Dick.
Thanks, chum.
Stein.